You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, and we're back, and as promised, I've got my beautiful wife, Vivian Freed, on. Vivian, in your own words, tell me what the Miami Transplant Institute and Dr. Gira mean to you.
The world. I can't even explain it. They were there every step of the way. If I had a problem, if Dr. Gira, who's very busy, couldn't get back to me, she made sure her right hand got back to me. Everything about them is great. The facility was beautiful. My room was great. I couldn't ask for it. It was a family. They are my family. I call them my family because I wouldn't have made it without them.
What was the most special thing about Jackson that was able to help you get through?
The people.
Okay. Well, it sounds to me like Luke's taking care of the right people then.
No, that's why we're here, and that's what makes the difference for us. When we talk about these facilities investments and raising money to build new buildings and things like that, that's because we want to raise the quality of our infrastructure up to the level of the amazing people that we have. That's what Jackson is. That's what's made this century of care that we've been able to provide. The doctors, the nurses, the social workers. It's not guys like me. I don't contribute anything. It's the people on the ground working with the patients that make Jackson what it is. That's who we are, not any building. We're trying to raise money. We're trying to get this support to bring our infrastructure up to the level of what those people provide every day. And I think you saw that in the care that you received. I just consider myself lucky to be able to work alongside these people every day. They really do miracles every day. They save lives. The DNA of the Miami Transplant Institute is transplanting people that other folks won't do. We get the patients that are too sick. We get the ones that other people are not able to transplant. And our amazing team makes that happen every single day. That's why I'm here, to care for them and empower them, because they are truly, truly miracle workers.
Yeah, guy's never been on the radio. Ms. Cunningham, thank you so much for serving this guy up.
So I'm actually going to say thank you to Luke, but I'm going to say, it's not what we do. We're here for the patients. They're the true reasons why we do what we do. This isn't a job for us. This is every single day that we do this, and it's a vocation at the end of the day, and we truly believe in saving lives. And so Vivian is a pure example of why coming to work is not work. It's because we truly believe in making miracles happen.
Well, that's the experience that I had when I came in contact with every individual there. And it was very high stress for me. It still is high stress. A lot of sacrifices go around. But it's really worth it. It's really worth it. You know, I said it earlier, I kind of went past it real fast, but you save the whole universe. Each person's a universe. And there's people, I walked into that dialysis center. That's right. If people really want to know what's going on, they should go to the dialysis center, where technology meets humanity, and people are barely kept alive, barely, by the most, I don't know what to say it, medieval process known to man. People come close to death just so they can survive dialysis every time they go. So I want to thank you, Dr. Gira. I want to thank you, Luke. I'm not going to say your last name. I want to thank Keith. Keith, you and I have got some work to do.
Yes.
Okay. Noor, I want to thank you. I want to thank you all because of all the beautiful contributions you made to the most important person in the world to me. The woman who makes my day shine. And somebody once pointed out to me that Vivian goes to dialysis and goes through all of that, and she does it for a reason. And the reason was me. And so, honey, I love you so very much. And this experience, which we're only partially through right now, I'll be there the whole way. You can guarantee that. So with that, that's my last word. Anybody want to say anything or to kind of wrap it up there? I think I kind of
hard.
It's hard.
We'll let that speak for itself. That's hard.
Okay. So that's really where we're coming from. We're going to do some more of this if God will bless us with the time and the abilities. I want to thank everybody that's been here today. I want to thank Dr. Guerra. I want to thank Luke. I want to thank Keith, Noor, my love, Courtney. Thanks for allowing her to set this up for me. And I'm sorry, but I blew your name, miss.
Vicky.
I want to thank you too, Vicky. But I really, the people that I really want to thank the most are the Zinn family. I want to say thank you to Larry and the rest of the team over there, because they give us this platform every week to thank people. And they do such great things in our community that just don't go recognized. Larry is one of the most amazing young people I've ever met. And I really want to take extra time to thank the folks at Warren Henry at this point. I want to thank the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies at UF. I want to thank Lauren's kids. I want to thank my wife. I want to thank Jackson. Jackson, UM, all you bringing just the most beautiful things to our community every day. Hey, everybody. Thank you to you, too. Thank you to our listeners, because without you, I wouldn't have a show. Go to our Facebook page. Like the show. Tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback, comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. Tweet at Jim Freed, at Freed on Business. I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn. Robert Pitts will have this show up on the website in the next day or so. If you missed the show, like I said, it'll be up on the webpage, freedombusiness.com. Hopefully by tomorrow. This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business.